The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of A.E. Houseman, Alfred Edward Houseman, born in Worcestershire, England, 1859. Worked as a clerk in the patent office in London for 10 years, as he wrote the poems for which we know him today, including "Loveliest of Trees, the Cherry Now, is Hung with Bloom Along the Bough." It's the birthday of mythologist Joseph Campbell, born New York City, 1904. As a little boy, he was taken to see Buffalo Bill's Wild West show at Madison Square Garden, which got him interested in Native American culture. He studied the medieval stories of King Arthur and noticed similarities with Native American stories. Concluded that all myths are aspects of the same monomyth. Joseph Campbell said, "Myths are public dreams, dreams are private myths." In 1949, he published a monumental study of mythology called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it's the birthday of Thomas Lanier Williams, Tennessee Williams, born Columbus, Mississippi, 1911, author of more than 24 plays, including A Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Tennessee Williams, who said, "I have found it easier to identify with the characters who verge upon hysteria, who are frightened of life, who are desperate to reach out to another person. These seemingly fragile people are the strong people, really. A high station in life is earned by the gallantry with which appalling experiences are survived with grace." And it's the birthday of Robert Frost, born in San Francisco, 1874, whose life was full of trouble. Graduated from high school at the top of his class, dropped out of Dartmouth after a semester, tried to convince his high school co-valedictorian, Eleanor White, to marry him right away, but she finished college first. They did marry, and it was a marriage that would be filled with feelings of alienation and terrible losses. Their first son died from cholera at the age of 3. His wife suffered from depression. They had a daughter who died 3 days after birth, and a few years later, a miscarriage. Within a couple of years, Frost's sister Jeannie died in a mental hospital, and his daughter Marjorie was hospitalized with tuberculosis, died a slow death after getting married and giving birth. And a few years later, Frost's wife died from heart failure. His adult son, Carol, had become troubled, distraught. The father went to visit the boy, tried to talk him out of suicide. Thinking he had succeeded, he went home, and shortly afterward, his son shot himself. He also had to commit his daughter, Irwa, to a mental hospital. And through all of this, he was one of the most popular poets in America. Robert Frost, who said, "A poem begins with a lump in the throat, a homesickness or a lovesickness. It is a reaching out toward expression, an effort to find fulfillment. A complete poem is one where an emotion has found its thought, and the thought has found the word." Robert Frost, who said, "In 3 words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on." Here's a poem by Robert Frost on his birthday, "Neither Out Far Nor In Deep." The people along the sand all turn and look one way. They turn their back on the land. They look at the sea all day. As long as it takes to pass, a ship keeps raising its hull. The wetter ground, like glass, reflects a standing gull. The land may vary more, but wherever the truth may be, the water comes ashore, and the people look at the sea. They cannot look out far, they cannot look in deep, but when was that ever a bar to any watch they keep? poem by Robert Frost, neither out far nor in deep, from the poetry of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holton Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.